Skybus makes the fourth airline in a week to close down operations. A buyer has emerged for Adam Aircraft. And the Muslim terrorists who brought you the shampoo ban are on trial in London. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, April 7th, 2008. America's Ryanair is going the way of the dodo. Skybus Airlines, which probed the outer limits of bare-bones operations and super-low fares, shut down at the end of the day on Saturday. From a statement on its website, quote, Skybus struggled to overcome the combination of rising jet fuel costs and a slowing economic environment. These two issues proved to be insurmountable for a new carrier. We deeply regret the impact this decision will have on our employees and their families, customers, vendors, suppliers, airport officials, and others in the cities in which we have operated. Our financial condition is such that our board of directors felt it had no choice but to cease operations, unquote. Skybus launched in May 2007 with a unique gimmick of offering at least some seats on every flight for $10, charging extra for even snacks, and funneling all customer interaction through its website. The Winston-Salem Journal reported airline founder and CEO Bill Diffenderfer resigned March 24th, and the carrier's operations VP left the airline on Tuesday. Skybus recommended passengers with tickets for travel after April 5th contact their credit card companies for refunds. Last week will go down as one of the worst ever for U.S. airlines. No fewer than four carriers, Aloha, Champion, ATA, and now Skybus, announced they were folding. A fifth, Sun Country Airlines, furloughed 30% of its pilots through the end of October. 2 months after Adam Aircraft announced it would enter Chapter 7 liquidation, a possible buyer has emerged, which may mean the A500 centerline piston twin and its A700 very light jet sibling could enter regular production. The Denver Post reports the trustee in the bankruptcy case has agreed to sell Adam to AAI Acquisition for $10 million, plus settlement with some of the plane maker's creditors. Adam Aircraft filed for liquidation February 19th, 8 days after the company shut down its operations in Denver and Pueblo, Colorado. Hints of significant problems had come the month before, when Adam laid off close to 300 workers and suspended operations in Pueblo and in Ogden, Utah. A hearing on the sale is set for Wednesday. It's not yet known whether the new owner will recall any former Adam employees. A British court heard detailed testimony Thursday regarding how a group of Muslim terrorists allegedly planned to carry out as many as 7 organized attacks on airliners heading to North America. 8 members of the group are on trial in London this week. According to the Daily Mail, the group's plan might have involved as many as 18 suicide bombers targeting flights from Heathrow to the U.S. and Canada. The group planned to smuggle liquid explosives onto the planes, carried in plastic soda bottles. The Woolwich Crown Court also heard details of how the extremists planned to hide their intent by carrying pornographic magazines and condoms in the luggage to convince security screeners they couldn't be devout Muslims. That's according to prosecutor Peter Wright. The arrest by London police of 2 of the suspects on August 9, 2006, triggered the original worldwide ban on liquids and carry-ons. That was later eased to the current 3.4-ounce or 100-milliliter limit. Last week, FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill said the agency's massive audit of airline safety found U.S. airlines to be 99% compliant with FAA directives. So what about that other 1%? Well, the Associated Press reports the FAA is investigating 4 carriers found deficient in their maintenance inspections. 2 are under FAA microscopes regarding wire bundle inspections, 1 had not submitted a compliance plan, and the 4th failed to complete mandatory scheduled inspections. The agency didn't name the 4 carriers, but American Airlines, Delta, United, and Southwest have all grounded planes and canceled flights on short notice in the past 3 weeks to correct maintenance shortcomings, which sound very much like what the FAA was talking about. Up next on ANN, lots of bent aluminum but no injuries as a tornado hits North Little Rock Municipal Airport. Cessna will build the Columbus in Kansas. And AOPA works to help save a small airport in Maine. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with a sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3255. 5220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft merges the most advanced technologies from the fields of hearing science, aviation communications, and performance audio. Clarity Aloft headsets use Comply Canal tips, composed of soft, viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. The noise-canceling microphone is optimized for speech frequencies in high-noise environments. The low-profile headband is featherweight and comfortable. Just three reasons why you need to feel and hear the difference a Clarity Aloft stereo headset can make for you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headsets on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 7th, 2008. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. The Experimental Aircraft Association reports several single-engine planes and a hangar owned by members of EAA Chapter 165 of Little Rock, Arkansas, were damaged Thursday night when a tornado swept through North Little Rock Municipal Airport. EAA Chapter 165 President Jerry Homsley said nearly every airplane tied down at the airport received damage. Quote, "Several hangars on the field were damaged, while others went unscathed. Unfortunately, our hangar was the recipient of another hangar's door," unquote. An RV-8 being built by chapter member Vic LaRocca was among the airplanes damaged. The plane received damage to its fuel cell, elevators, and an instrument panel, which was found hundreds of feet from the hangar. Homsley said the damage was not confined to small aircraft. Quote, "A DC-3 parked on the ramp was found about a quarter of a mile away in a gully. It dragged several planes with it. The whole airport is filled with overturned planes and debris," unquote. Things could have been worse. No injuries were reported at the airport, and Homsley estimated damage to Chapter 165 members' property at $5,000 to $7,000 total. Lightsport aircraft distributor Sport Air USA tells ANN two of its hangars at the airport took a direct hit from Thursday's tornado. That storm, by the way, was rated EF1 on the enhanced Fujita scale, with winds of 86 to 110 miles an hour. Sport Air USA is the North American distributor of TL Ultralight Sting and Sirius Lightsport aircraft. Founder Bill Canino was inside one of the company's hangars adjacent to the damaged area, preparing for the trip to Sun and Fun when the storm struck. One of the destroyed hangars is completely missing. All that's left is a concrete slab, shiny and clean as though it were brand new. The other hangar collapsed on a brand new Sting and crushed a cabin model that was being prepped for the upcoming show in Lakeland. Another of the company's airplanes was wrapped around a nearby light pole. Fortunately, nobody was injured, and the primary hangar where Sting aircraft are assembled and maintained was not damaged. Operations will continue with only minor interruption. Despite the storm, Sport Air USA will be exhibiting the Sting S3 in Lakeland. Cessna announced at a Saturday news conference it will build the Citation Columbus in Kansas, creating more than 1,000 new jobs and a $780 million investment. CEO Jack Pelton said a factor in the decision was the responsiveness of state lawmakers. Quote, "With their quick action, the House and Senate leadership have shown the world that Kansas will compete for aviation jobs," unquote. The Citation Columbus is Cessna's newest and largest business jet, with a list price of $27 million. The new plant will house engineering offices and final assembly facilities. The Kansas Senate and House passed a bill to provide up to $33 million in bonds to secure the plant through a pool of money set aside for aviation projects, and Governor Sebelius signed it, all between Wednesday and Friday of last week. It appears that the citizens of Biddeford, Maine will get to vote in November on a referendum to close the city's municipal airport. A petition signed by 1,300 residents has convinced the city council to put the matter on the ballot. But the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has kicked off an all-out campaign to educate residents on the value of keeping the airport. In an open letter published in the weekly Biddeford Saco Old Orchard Beach Courier on March 27th, AOPA President Phil Boyer urged residents to get all the facts about general aviation before they vote. He explained that the airport maintains green space in the community and helps prevent overdevelopment, directly contributes more than $3.5 million to the local economy each year, and provides the city access to the rest of the country. One of the facts which appears to be of concern to residents already is the costs associated with taking the airport out of service. Estimates range from $400,000 to over $18 million. The Courier reports the FAA's estimate is $8 million. Still ahead, Skyway Air flies its last flight. An Air Force crew escapes without injury when a B-1 catches fire. And two Topeka police officers are uninjured in the crash of their R-44. You're listening to Aero News.
uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, April 7th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. In January, Midwest Airlines announced it would scrap its regional carrier, Skyway, in favor of farming regional flights out to Utah-based SkyWest. On Saturday, the last Skyway flight arrived at Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from Green Bay. Ironically, Skyway was the fastest-growing asset among Midwest's holdings in terms of passengers and revenue, but Midwest believes that SkyWest offers the opportunity for even greater profits. SkyWest plans to fly most of the old Skyway routes, but service to Michigan's Upper Peninsula will end. SkyWest does offer some advantages for passengers used to flying Skyway and its older four-engined Avro regional jets. SkyWest flies 50-seat CRJs. The change leaves 380 former Skyway flight attendants, gate agents, and pilots out of work. Rendell Schmidt, the chairman of the pilots' union at Skyway, said the last contract was negotiated with the assumption the carrier would remain in business, so pilots don't have any severance packages, unlike flight attendants and mechanics. Skyway won't be flying anymore, but the company will continue to provide limited services for Midwest Airlines and Midwest Connect, including ramp operations and dining services. Eventually, Skyway hopes to contract those services to other airlines as well, so perhaps one day Skyway will be the beneficiary of outsourcing. There are few details available yet on why a B-1B Lancer bomber caught fire as it taxied after landing at an airbase in Southwest Asia on Friday, although we do know the crew was able to evacuate the plane safely. The U.S. Air Force says the Lancer had just landed at Al Udeid Air Force Base at 9:10 p.m. local time Friday when it was involved in a ground incident and caught fire. Reports indicate the aircraft was destroyed. An investigation is underway. Two officers with the Topeka Police Department escaped uninjured when their Robinson R-44-2 went down Friday night on the campus of Washburn University. The Topeka Capital Journal reports little information is available. The paper reports the call came in just after midnight. The helicopter was purchased by the department last year and was substantially damaged. The department also operates a Schweitzer 300C. That 300 may get a lot of hours from now on. The accident occurred about 11 hours after Mayor Bill Bunton vetoed a bill that would have authorized Topeka's purchase of a second R-44 for police use. And finally, talk about the perfect storm. British Airways has been battling record-high oil prices and the stigma of an industry-wide loss of customer esteem. The public debut 2 weeks ago of BA's gleaming new Terminal 5 at London Heathrow Airport was supposed to bring a great improvement to traffic flow. Instead, thousands of passengers had their bags lost or misdirected, and hundreds of flights were canceled. On Friday, just when it looked as if things couldn't go much worse, Naomi Campbell, the notorious hot-headed supermodel, was told by a BA employee she'd have to get off the plane she expected to fly to Los Angeles because one of her bags had been lost. The 37-year-old reportedly balked at the request, and the airline called in local police to forcibly remove her, according to the Associated Press. In the resulting confrontation, police say Campbell spat on an officer and was hauled off to be charged with suspicion of assaulting an officer. She was reportedly released on bail shortly after midnight Saturday morning. Given reports of at least one fist fight between British Airways workers at Terminal 5, perhaps Ms. Campbell will have some company the next time she goes through a two-day court-ordered anger management program. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about the challenge of maintaining basic airmanship amid the distractions of arrival at a big fly-in. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.